CEO Radio. I'm Ray Hoffman for Inc. Magazine. There's a question that I keep asking of entrepreneurs who started their companies just before the economy melted down. How, or sometimes I'll ask, why did you survive? Well, many of these new firms came up with new solutions to new problems. Take the company Denise Wilson started, Desert Jet, number 69 on the Inc. 5000 list. At a time when the private aviation industry was a piñata for politicians, vilifying companies for having their own private jets, Desert Jet offered private charter air travel without the usual responsibilities of owning a jet.
So the service we offer allows people that, you know, perhaps they owned a jet before the economic downturn, but due to decline in prices, perhaps they can't sell the aircraft without taking a huge loss. This service allows them to put their jet into our service and allows them to continue to afford to operate the aircraft.
The whole conversation's at cbsnewyork.com/CEO Radio. Get your business recognized. Go to inc.com/5000. With CEO Radio, I'm Ray Hoffman. It seems that yours is the kind of company that, in a sense, benefited from the bad economy, or at least emerged from the bad economy and politicians vilifying private aviation. Am I right?
Yes, I would definitely say so, in that this business that we have, our offerings with aircraft charter and flying privately, allows people to fly privately for whatever their needs may be without the need to own a private jet. There are very few people, it seems, these days that have a need for 400, 500 hours a year of flying, which is typically what we would say an individual would need to fly in order to make full-time use of their jet. So the service we offer allows people that, you know, perhaps they owned a jet before the economic downturn, but due to decline in prices, perhaps they can't sell the aircraft without taking a huge loss. This service allows them to put their jet into our service and allows them to continue to afford to operate the aircraft.
And in your business, quality control obviously is a life or death matter. You had to build that from the ground up. I'm wondering, were there things that you saw in the business before you started Desert Jet that you didn't want to have any part of?
Yes, you know, most definitely. I had worked for other charter operators, and I was fortunate that I picked up a lot of great ideas and a lot of great techniques from other operators. But at the same time, some of these previous positions, you know, really led me to feel that there was a better way of doing things. And so, I do feel like I've learned a lot from my past experiences working for other operators such as that offer a similar service that we do.
Yeah, well, I don't want you attacking other operators necessarily, but what are the kind of things that you saw that you wanted to make sure you didn't do?
Well, you know, customer service is really a crucial part of this business. While the pilot side of me would like to think the most important thing I'm doing is flying someone from A to B, it's really not it. What I'm doing is I'm providing an experience, I'm providing a comfort level, and I'm providing a one-on-one experience for our clients. So things like being available around the clock is important to our clients. Having immediate response times when a client asks for assistance or needs a quote or would like to book a trip, and then offering special amenities to make our passengers feel special when they're on the plane as if we care about them, which we do.
Now, is there any one route that your customers fly more than any other?
No, but, you know, we fly a lot to Canada. We have a lot of Canadian customers that enjoy our beautiful weather here in Southern California. We fly a lot to Denver, San Francisco. We fly a lot to Chicago, other places in the Midwest, Florida, New York, a lot of Mexico. So it's a wide variety of destinations.
So you'll fly, for instance, a customer in Canada will call you, and you will fly out of Palm Springs or somewhere in Southern California up to, say, Mississauga Airport in Toronto,
yes,
and pick them up and then bring them back to Palm Springs?
Yes, yes.
Nice.
Yes. Well, if you think of the airline schedules, especially for a community as small as ours, there are very few places you can go nonstop on the airlines. It could take you, you know, literally 16 hours to go from Palm Springs to most places across the country. Flying our airplane, for example, from Palm Springs to Chicago, it takes 3 hours and 15 minutes. And so if you're looking at people that have, you know, they're running businesses, they're have important levels of management within their companies, they don't have time to really travel all day long. And not only that, let's say you're traveling with teams. I don't know how many times I've been on an airliner and I've seen teams of people trying to work together on an aircraft and talking about their business meeting when they land, and everyone in the airplane being able to overhear confidential company information. When you're flying on a business jet, you have that confidentiality. You can talk and work en route and be very productive. And I think in this day and age where companies are really coming out of the recession very strongly, it's important to be there before your competitor, be able to work en route and be productive.